When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and honored me through you to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. In this regard, we said that it is one of the advantages of reciting Ziyarat al-Ashura daily that it awakens the human soul. It prepares the soul, and of course it prepares the human beings for the reappearance of our 12th Imam. It enables us to pledge loyalty to the Imam of the time, and this is what constantly facilitates murabata and adhering to the Imam during his absence. We said that the concept of murabata, and this word specifically in Islamic law and jurisprudence, is employed for those warriors who adhere to the frontiers of a Muslim country. And we said that based on our traditions, guarding the frontiers, or ribat, is reported to be 3 days at least and 40 days at most. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "الرِّبَاطُ ثَلَاثَةُ أَيَّامٍ." Guarding the frontiers is for 3 days, وَأَكْثَرُهُ أَرْبَعُونَ يَوْمًا. And the longest duration is 40 days. فَإِذَا جَاوَزَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ جِهَادٌ. However, if it exceeds that limit, that 40 days, then it is considered as jihad. And jihad, we all know, it is war in the way of the Almighty Allah. Now, there is another kind of murabata to which the Holy Quran invites the believers. The Holy Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who have faith, be patient, stand firm, and be adherent. رَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, and be wary of Allah, so that you may be felicitous. In this regard, Buraid ibn Muawiyah is reported to have said, Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam said about Allah's words, O you who have brought faith, be patient, stand firm, and be adherent. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. He said that it means be patient in performing the obligatory acts. Stand firm against your enemy and adhere to your awaited imam. And adhering to the awaited imam, alayhi salam, alludes to the awaiter's state of preparation, to his state of harmony and steadfastness. The one who has not yet prepared himself to rise with the imam of the time has not yet reached the frontiers to safeguard the same. Ribat, or adhering to the frontiers of a Muslim country for the protection of that country, only makes sense when one has deciphered the frontiers of a Muslim country, resolved to station oneself there, and has practically stationed oneself there. So this is the true meaning of ribat.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, dear listeners, we said that the point is, reciting Ziyaratul Ashura on a daily basis awakens the human soul, prepares the soil, and it enables the reciter, the Zair, to constantly pledge loyalty to the Imam of time, and this is what facilitates Murabata. Regarding Murabata, we said that there is another kind of Murabata which the Holy Quran invites the believers to, and this is the point. This is what we're discussing here. Adhering to the awaited imam of our time alludes to the awaiter's state of preparation, his harmony, his steadfastness. That's why the Holy Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا. Be patient, stand firm, and be adherent. رَابِطُوا. And the ribat spoken about in this verse is not simple. It entails great struggle. That's why the verse says, "Isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu." Before that ribat, before that fighting against the enemy, before that standing fast and steady, you need to isbiru. You need to be patient. You need to stand firm, and then it is the only chance of rabitu. Then it is the time for you to be adherent. So it is not simple. It has great struggle therein, and it is a ribat that transpires within the soul of the human being. It forms the very foundation of ribat in the world of phenomena. This is what we will also discuss in the next episode. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين